I want us to open up in prayer here today. As people are greeting, it's good to see everybody here that is joining in with us. Others are logging in now. I'm seeing the numbers increase. But let's bow our heads in prayer, all of us that are with us now, and let's invite the Holy Spirit to come and be part of this gathering this morning. Father, we thank you today that we can come together in this way, virtually, to worship you and to learn of you and to be more like you and to walk out what you've given us to walk out, really that authority that we have in Christ. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for ministering to us in your word. I pray that you would equip us today to be better and stronger, more effective, more like you. We need you, Jesus, in our lives, and we need you to show us those things in your word that's going to make us more effective, more victorious in our walk with you, more like you in the words that we say and our thoughts and all. Lord, also we pray for those that are struggling today, those that are still dealing with sickness, those that are some in the hospital still, some are recovering from home, different things that are going on in people's lives. We just ask God that you would reach to their lives right now, wherever they are. Touch them, Lord Jesus, and we take authority in the name of Jesus over these sicknesses, over these attacks of the at the body of Christ. And Lord, we thank you that you're bringing healing and strength and life to each one that is struggling right now with so many different illnesses. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're our healer, and by your stripes, they're already healed. And so, Lord, we thank you for the good reports we're going to hear from these folks. Now, Lord, be with us in these next few minutes or so as we revolve ourselves around your word. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us a word that's going to change our lives forever. We love you. Thank you for this in Jesus' name. And everybody, all God's people, said amen. Now, I know that there's some people that watch that that usually watch on Sunday mornings, and you're very responsive, and your thumbs ups, and you're making comments and all of that. Some of you are a little more covert, and you kind of just watch, and you don't say a word. I hope that today, that those that are more covert will be a little more overt, and let me hear some words from you and some encouragement from you as well. So it's good to have everybody here. Let's begin our study here today. Today I want to talk to you about the believer's authority that we have over the powers of darkness. It seems like all across the world today that the enemy is ramping up his relentless attacks. Now, we walk in faith, not fear, but we also walk in wisdom and not folly. So we have to understand what we're doing here, and even gathering together here virtually, is that we're trying to just make sure everybody's safe and doing okay. But I want to tell you something. For me, as for me in my house, as for me in this and Faith Assembly, we are not walking in fear here. We're walking in wisdom. We're not walking in fear. We're walking in faith. We're not walking in fear. We're walking in knowing that doing the right things is going to lead to good things. So we're sitting here one more week to just virtually gather together, and we're not going to let the enemy find a foothold and begin to do anything that's going to make things worse at the church. So I praise God that we haven't gotten any new reports from anybody being sick. I just want to encourage you guys to continue to use wisdom in your interactions with people. And hopefully we'll be together real, real soon. I'll let you know as the week progresses what next week looks like. But as Satan is ramping up all across the world, it seems, like he knows that his time is short. And so he's doing everything that he can to do his job description, to steal, to kill, to destroy before Jesus comes and makes everything right. And I believe that Jesus is coming back very, very soon. You know, it seems like that most of the times in our walk with Christ in our life, we come along pretty well. The battles are more like skirmishes. The blessings seem to be more obvious in our lives, and the trials are minor and they're fairly short-lived. But then there's times when the attack gets intense. And I believe that there's some intense attacks going on right now, and not only in individuals' lives, but in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ and in the world right now. There's an intensity that's going on. And here's the thing. I want to speak to you personally this morning, just one-on-one. You can set up all the wise parameters in your life that you want to, and you can make sure that there's not any toxic relationships that would be a bad influence on your life. And you can make wise choices. And you can make sure that your habits and activities are wise to keep you from engaging in sinful behavior. You can even honor God's word in your actions, your thoughts, your words, and spend daily time with him in prayer and studying in his word. You can work for him. You can witness. You can serve. You can give. You can love. And all of that. But sometimes, even when we do the right things, when we live the right way, when we honor and serve God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, with all of our strength, we still face battles that are so intense and they're so prolonged and they're on multiple fronts. I want you to think about Job, for example, in the Old Testament. He was the most godly man of his generation, and yet God allowed Satan to attack Job on every front. I want you to think about the life of Jesus. I mean, he was perfect, sinless, and yet he was tempted by Satan. He was falsely accused. And he was ultimately killed, and he did nothing but heal and give and love and forgive. You know, there's plenty of examples in God's word that as they were walking out a life of honoring and serving God, they still went through unbelievable attacks and trials in their lives. You think about Esther and Mordecai, Joseph and Nehemiah, Elijah, and the list goes on and on. You know, being a Christian does not exempt us from attacks. In fact, it might even enhance those attacks. Because when we proclaim that we're on the Lord's side, what we've done is we've painted this giant bullseye on our lives that is seen in the spiritual realm. And we can't see it, but the enemy does. And the enemy of our soul does not like us making that choice for Christ. And therefore, we become a target from that moment on. So if being a Christian doesn't exempt us from attacks, what are we to do? I know that you've been attacked. If you've been attacked, if you know that by serving the Lord, and if this relates to you, if this resonates in your heart right now, and you feel like that there's a relentless attack going on in your life, let me see a thumbs up to make sure that I'm speaking to the right people here this morning. You know, as you're going through this relentless attack, we have two options. We can either take authority over these attacks of the enemy, or we can just let him walk all over us. I'm seeing a lot of thumbs ups right now, so I know that I'm speaking to the right people. You know, I don't know about you, but I'd rather take authority over the enemy. That walking all over option just doesn't seem like too much fun. We as believers in Christ have authority over the powers of darkness that would come against us if we will simply walk in that authority. Now, that's what I'd like to spend some time with you on today, is I want to leave you our time together with tools and with understanding of your authority that you have over the powers of darkness that have you in their crosshairs. Now, maybe you're being attacked right now physically, relationally, financially, emotionally, mentally. There's multiple fronts that the enemy can exploit in our lives. But today, I want you to understand this. And I want you to believe that you can take authority over all of those things and live a life of love and of joy and of peace and of victory, even in the midst of the ongoing attacks. Now, here's the first thing that I want you to write down if you haven't already. I want you to write this down. I want you to write down the difference between might and authority. Write it down. The difference between might and authority. Now, there was a man by the name of Mills Lane, and he's in the Boxing Hall of Fame. He's still alive. He's in his 80s now. But he's in the Boxing Hall of Fame not for boxing, but for refereeing. Now, listen to this. He officiated several heavyweight championship boxing matches from the 70s through the 90s, and he refereed boxers who were about 100 pounds heavier, some even more so. Some were even a foot and a half taller than him. And some were 25 years younger than him. All of these things, despite all of these noticeable differences, he controlled the bouts with expert skill and professionalism and authority. Now, think about this. Any one of these heavyweight boxers could have knocked this man clear out of the ring if they wanted to. But he had one thing on his side. He had the full weight and authority of the boxing governing board on his side. As believers in Christ, you and I have a similar arrangement. Though we face powerful evil entities who are much stronger than we are, we have the full weight of Christ's authority within us. Now, though Satan and his horde of evil forces are much more powerful than all humans, they have no power over believers. I want you to keep that in mind. Satan and all of his hordes have no power over you as a believer in Christ. Isn't that good to know? Because the power that we have in us through our relationship with Christ overrides any power the enemy might try to leverage against us. 1 John 4:4, write this down. It says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." You know, Satan can lie to you. Satan can try and tempt you. He can throw a lot at you. He can harass you. He can even oppress you at times. But when we are fully submitted to God and place our faith and trust in Him, we must realize that the only way Satan can do anything to us is when it is filtered through God's loving hands. If you're going through a battle right now, God is allowing it for your good and for His glory. Our sinful nature and the world's sinful system might try and come against us, but the more that we walk in the light of God's truth and apply it to our lives, the less effective the enemy's tactics become. Amen? You know, the bottom line is this. By virtue of God's power, not our own, we have authority over all the powers of darkness. I want you to listen to me today. Satan and his very real evil network will use every tactic that they can to tempt you to shrink back. Don't let him. He wants to minimize your effectiveness by tempting you to sin or to weaken your resolve to fight. Don't let him. He tells you lies to try to get you to look away from the superiority of God's word in your situations. Don't let him. Like a schoolyard bully, Satan threatens us that if we stand up, he's going to punch us even harder. But here's the thing. When we do stand, the power of the bully is taken away. Because when we stand in the authority of the Almighty, all-powerful, omnipotent God who stands behind us. We don't stand in our own strength. We never do. When we do, if we ever try to stand in our own strength, we will surely fail. But we stand in the power and the authority of Christ. Amen? Who has already defeated Satan at the cross. It's already been done. The victory's already been won. Colossians 2:15 says it this way. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, in other words, he's taken all the weapons away. He's disarmed him. Christ then made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. I love that part in that scripture, by the way, that just says this. Jesus made a public spectacle of Satan. Jesus didn't just defeat Satan in some back corner or some dark alley somewhere. He did it all in the main town square in broad daylight for the world to see. Jesus humiliated and completely decimated Satan on your behalf, on my behalf. Praise God. Aren't you glad to know that? So here's the question that we ask. Why does the enemy fight so hard against us? Here's why. It's because you and I, as believers, were caught in the middle here. Now, C.S. Lewis, the famous author, he once said this. The world, this world, is enemy-occupied territory. Christianity is the story of how the rightful King, Jesus, has landed and is calling you and I to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. I love that. You know, Jesus has come to this earth, and one day he's going to take authority over this earth once more. But right now, you and I, we're in enemy territory. Satan actually has dominion and control in large part over this earth. But you and I, as believers, are now part of Christ's campaign to sabotage the works of the enemy. You know, we didn't sign up to be born on this earth. That was our mothers and our fathers' choices, and God ordained for us to be here on this earth at this particular time. We were born into this earth. And any and all people on this earth are caught in the middle of a war, whether we realize it or not, whether we're believers or not. We're all in a war. From Adam and Eve to today, there has been a war in the unseen realm for the souls of men. From individual struggles with sin and addiction to international geopolitical maneuverings and covert influence from the occult, there is an ongoing and intense war being waged all around us, and we just can't see it because it's in the spiritual realm. Folks, the fact is that we are in enemy territory. This world in which we're living is not a playground. This world in which we are living is a battleground. Write that down. We're not in a playground. We're not here to have fun. We're not here to have a party all the time. I mean, it's all right to have fun. It's all right to enjoy life. But folks, the fact is, we're not on a playground. We're on a battleground. Winston Churchill once said this quote. You know, the newscaster, he says, begins the news broadcast with the words, "Good evening." And then he proceeds to tell us why it isn't. You know, frankly, I've stopped watching the news. I prefer to focus on the good news, amen? But we cannot, on the other hand, ignore what's going on in the world and make believe that it doesn't exist. You know, these things affect us, and we need to stay alert and realize where they're coming from. 1 Peter 5:8 says this, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Church, let me encourage you today, as you're listening here, stay alert. Don't let the enemy sneak up on you. Face him with your guard up and be ready for the attack, because the battle is all around us, and those battles are very real. But the good news is that Satan and God are not equal opposites. On one hand, the God that we serve, the God that's in our life, Jesus Christ, he's omniscient, he's omnipresent, and he's omnipotent. Now, those are kind of big words. What that means is he's all-knowing, he's all-seeing, and he's all-powerful. That's who lives in us. That's who we serve. Now, Satan, on the other hand, he is omni-nothing. Satan can only be at one place at one time. He has broad but limited knowledge, and he has immense but limited power. Yet, in his own self-deception, Satan still thinks that he can outwit God, and he will never stop trying. That's why we need to remain on our guard. Satan and his demonic horde are limited, but together they make up a twisted global evil network that merely attempts to mimic God's omni-attributes. But even though all of this is true, and it's happening all around us, it's happening before us, when we face the evil, when we face the attacks, this darkness, we have authority over that evil, that darkness that is grounded in the power of Christ in us. Christ in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen? You see, on our own, we're weak and we're sinful. But Christ in us isn't weak and sinful. See, we have that same authority that referee Mills Lane had in the boxing ring. Because the one in you is greater than the one who is in the world. As believers in Christ, you have switched sides. You've been rescued from the power of the enemy. Acts 26:18 says this, that you have gone from darkness to light. And even though you've been marked with a bullseye by the enemy, you've also been sealed and protected by the Holy Spirit. Now, as you face this battle that you're in right now, understand that the enemy is trying everything that he can to minimize your witness and your effectiveness for Christ. He's trying to distract you. He's trying to get you off your game. He's trying to get your eyes off of Jesus and onto your problems. Don't do it. Instead, stand. When you get knocked down and you don't feel like getting back up, get back up and stand. When you're tossed around by the wind of opposition, plant your feet more firmly and stand. When you're threatened and intimidated and want to turn your tail and run, hold steady and stand. Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 13 says this, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. You realize how many times the word stand is in there? 4 or 5 times, I think. Stand. Just stand. Having done all, stand. And as I said earlier, these attacks are being allowed by God for your good. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. It's also, these attacks are for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, so whatever you do, whatever you're going through, do it all and endure it all for the glory of God. I want you to listen to this quote from Martin Luther, the famous preacher from hundreds of years ago. He said this. It's a very interesting quote. He says, even the devil is God's devil. Don't you love that? What does he mean by that? This is what he means. What this tells us is that ultimately, all evil will be leveraged to achieve God's purposes because Satan does not have authority over God. God has authority over Satan. God created Satan. So God has authority over all of his creation. And because of that, and because Christ is in us, we have authority in Christ today. I want you to listen to these verses here. Romans 8:37 says to you today, as you're going through this battle, you have been made more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen? Romans 8:32 says this, if God be for you, then who can be against you? Amen? James 4:7 says, submit to God, and as you resist the devil, he will flee from you. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, thanks be to God who always leads you in triumph in Christ Jesus. So we can stand to this authority, and I believe that we have that authority in Christ Jesus, and I want to encourage you to do that, but here's another facet of this. Write this down. Say, I've got to be authentic in my battles. Write that down. I've got to be authentic in my battles. What do I mean by that? Well, here's what I mean by that. You see, you can be religious today and not know Jesus. You can know scripture and you can talk about spiritual things, but when the rubber meets the road, you're just faking it. And Satan can spot a fake and a poser from a mile away. You remember that story in the book of Acts where these sons of Sheba went and started trying to cast out demons in the name of Jesus, but they weren't believers, but they saw the people doing it who were and thought, well, I'm going to do that too and see what I can do to kind of make some money off of this and get a name for myself. And the demons simply responded to those sons and says, well, I know Paul and I know Apollos. I know these other people. I know Jesus, but who are you? And those demons attacked those guys and they ran out of there naked and bruised and torn up. Because they didn't have a relationship with Jesus. They were simply posers. Folks, here's the fact of it. We cannot live in unholiness and expect to fight spiritual battles successfully. You can't live in known sin and walk in the authority of Christ in your life. Only an authentic relationship with Jesus today will give you victory over the dark forces that would come against you. On your own, you're exposed. You're vulnerable, and you're destined for defeat against a force that's greater than you, but not greater than Christ in you. So to be victorious, we must continually submit to Christ, growing in him, abiding in him, having relationship with him, and depending solely on him. As we learn the enemy's tactics and continue to align our thoughts and motives and actions with God's purposes in our lives, we're going to gain strength for the daily battles that we will surely face. And we'll ultimately experience victory, which will bring good for us and glory for Christ. Amen? So what battles are you facing today? Satan is so subtle. You know, he can cloak these issues of these battles that you're facing in your life, and he can make them look like something other than an attack from him. But he works in countless ways to try and get you off of your game. So be discerning, be wise, ask the Holy Spirit to show you where those attacks are coming from. Because again, his job description is he's out to steal and to kill and destroy. John 10:10. But the other part of that verse says that God has a plan for your life to give you life to the full in Him. So be wise, be discerning. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify those things that you may be dealing with. Maybe it's an ongoing habit that you can't seem to break. Maybe it's a self-defeating thought life that controls your actions. Maybe it's a deep-seated anger over something terrible that happened in your life some years ago. I don't know what it is. Whatever it may be, you have authority over it in Jesus' name. All the power of heaven is behind you. All the authority of heaven is with you. All the power of Christ is in you. And it's time for us to engage, to implement that power, to activate that power in us towards the plans and the attacks of the enemy. The enemy absolutely does not want you to know this today. But now that you know it, he's going to do everything that he can to keep you from applying it. Don't let him win. Don't let him keep you from walking in this authority that has been won for you in Christ Jesus. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18 to his disciples, and he says to you and I today, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's what Jesus said. And because Jesus said that, and because that's true of Jesus, that authority now is living inside of you and I today. So I encourage you to take it and to use it and to stand in it. You and I are truly in enemy territory, but we have joined Christ in a mission of sabotaging the enemy's plans. Ultimately, Christ wins. I've read the end of the book and we win. And he's gonna set up his throne, his earthly throne, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's gonna rule for all of eternity. And we're gonna reign and rule with him, folks, by the way. So until then, though, there are battles to fight on this, not this playground that we're living on, but on this battlefield that we're living on. So I want to encourage you today, whether you like it or not, we're in this battle. So let's battle to win. The only way that we can is in the authority of the powerful name of Jesus, the name at which every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Even Satan one day will have to say those words. So be encouraged today that you're on the winning side, and be strengthened today that you're not alone in these battles that you're experiencing. Because if Christ be for you, who can be against you? Folks, you have authority over the enemy in Jesus' name. And I challenge you today to take that authority. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that you've shown us, that you've revealed to us, that you've reminded us that we're on a battlefield, not a playground. And I pray, Lord God, that as we engage with the enemy, that we're not to engage in our own strength, but in your strength. So, Father, we tap into that strength that's in us, and we exercise that authority that we have in the name of Jesus with the enemy that's bigger than us, but not bigger than you. And Lord, we know that your return is soon, and the enemy is pulling out every stop that he can. But we place a hedge of protection, and I place a hedge of protection right now over everyone that is viewing this, that you watch over them, protect them, keep them in your care. But Lord, at the same time, that you would remind them that when those attacks come, that they can speak the name of Jesus against those attacks and take the authority that is in your name to come against, and not just come against them, not just push them back, but to completely obliterate them in the name of Jesus. I pray for every attack that everyone is going through right now, that they would stand, that we would stand, that together right now we stand in the authority that is ours in the name of Jesus, and we obliterate, we pulverize the attacks of the enemy. And instead, Lord God, may your plans and purposes be accomplished. And we thank you, Jesus, for the victory that we have in Jesus. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, today, this week, walk in that authority that you have in Jesus. Walk in that victory that you have in Jesus. If there's anything that we can pray for you, I want you to maybe make a comment in the section, comment section there. I want you to just, if this ministered to you this morning, please give me a thumbs up, a heart emoji, something like that. If you want to encourage someone today, this week, that you know is going through an attack, I want you to call them. I want you to pray for them. I want you to encourage them. I want you to share this post with other people that you know that are friends of yours on Facebook and say, hey, you need to hear this. All right? God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday. I'll let you know as we're moving towards this week if we're going to take another Sunday virtually, if we're going to meet in person. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, walk in the authority that you have in Jesus Christ. And thank you for your faithfulness. God bless you all. And we'll see you again next Sunday. Have a blessed week.